Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got a packed show. We got our Junkies Weekend Parlay coming up at 7:45. Don't want to miss it. Okay, we're 0-2 in our first 2 weeks, but all we got to do is hit it big once. So we will put our heads together for a nice weekend parlay to chase at 7:45.
No NBA picks. I mean, I'm going way off board with my pick.
Hey, Cakes, do me a favor. Just pick something you can win. Just there's a million bets. Just find one you can win.
You know what I was doing, Cakes?
That's the goal.
I was looking at BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. They've got some five-star plays.
Very good.
By the way, joining us on the BetQL guest hotline is our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5.
KP.
Hey, we're finally here, coming to America, too. A lot of people actually watched it yesterday. Came out early on Amazon Prime. So now you can finally review it.
Yeah, they released it a day early. By the way, can I just say how awesome it is that every Friday morning at 7 a.m. we get to celebrate Dimebag Darrell's awesome walk guitar riff from Pantera? So,
well, you and I celebrate it. I don't know if the other guys in the Zoom box.
Dimebag Darrell?
Yep, may he rest in peace. He's no longer with us.
Remember what happened to him, right, Lurch? Dimebag Darrell?
No idea who that is.
He was the
greatest guitar player to ever live.
Well,
was he shot or did he die in the fire?
He was shot on stage. No, he was shot on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Really,
while they were performing.
Story.
Yeah. It's awful.
We did that story back when it happened, back in
Correct.
The day.
Correct. Yep.
Right. Obviously, I tuned out for that one.
Lurch punched out completely.
What's really sad about it, to be honest with you, was how, I mean, like, for people who don't know, it happened in, like, I think it was, like, in December 4th. I don't remember the date specifically, but he was playing on stage in a band called, with a band with his brother, Vinnie Paul. Vinnie Paul was the drummer at the time, and Damage Plan was the band. And Vinnie Paul was playing drums, and this guy came up on stage and shot Dimebag Darrell and killed him. It was an absolutely awful thing. But to me, that's why I was saying it's just beautiful that we get to continue his music every Friday morning, because I truly believe he was the greatest guitar player to ever live. And I know people are going to crush me for saying that, but I just think he was truly inspired and truly genius. And I know it's metal, and people don't necessarily love heavy metal as much as I do or Cakes does, but he was just a brilliant, brilliant musician.
Ace is going to spend the whole weekend diving into the Pantera catalog. I'm sure of it. I know
100%.
It.
Silly.
And Kevin, believe it or not, is a fairly, I don't know if I'm going to say accomplished, but I mean, Kevin is a somewhat talented guitarist. Kevin can actually play some of these songs. Yeah.
I've been playing since I was 12, and quick 30-second story. When I was a kid, I heard this track called Cemetery Gates, which is off of their Cowboys from Hell record, and I had never heard a guitar sound like that before. And I will never forget spending years and years and years trying to find what Dimebag's sound was. I even bought a Seymour Duncan like pickup to get his sound, and I couldn't find it. He was just so brilliant.
Did you ever figure it out?
I mean, I eventually was able to start playing Cemetery Gates the way he plays it, but I can't get the squeals that he gets. Like, he gets these incredible pinch harmonics that are so out there. If anybody out there wants to see the greatest performance ever, just go to YouTube and type in Domination Moscow Live. It is the solo that Dimebag plays at that show. There are like 500,000 people there. It is absolutely insane. Just look it up if you have a chance.
All right, so let's get to Coming to America 2. Without giving away too much, fill us in.
Yeah, it's not funny, unfortunately.
You're
crushing
what?
Me. I love it.
What? You don't know funny.
Now I don't feel bad.
No, you know what? It's surprising coming from Kevin, but a couple people have tweeted us at Junks Radio and said the same thing.
What?
So let me give some clarification here. The first Coming to America is a 5 out of 5. It might even be a 6 out of 5. It is. I rewatched it recently. It is one of the funniest movies ever. It is brilliant. The barbershop sequences are on their own are a 10 out of 10. They should make an entire film of just the barbershop scenes.
I agree.
And I think I truly feel like the beauty of Coming to America, the first Coming to America, what made it so funny was the idea of the characters coming to America. Like, it was really funny that you had Simeon and Akeem coming from Zamunda, going to America, and then that cultural like comedy, like in the sense that, like, you know, when they get to New York and, like, everybody in New York is, like, super rude, and, like, Akeem is super happy, and, like, that bit, that whole comedic element to Coming to America was what made it so funny, in my opinion. This one, it takes place pretty much all in Zamunda. It's barely in New York. So for people who aren't aware of this, the plot here for this one, basically Akeem and Simi return to New York to find Akeem's son. They bring Akeem's son and Leslie Jones's character and Tracy Morgan's character, who raised Akeem's son, back to Zamunda. And that's the bit. So it's a reverse bit of the first one. And it's just not that funny. I honestly don't remember laughing once or twice, maybe. And I think the issue with this film is that it is essentially kind of remaking the first one, but the opposite way. And, like, that's what was so funny about the first one was Akeem, like, going to New York and, like, having his worldview, and then going to New York and, like, dealing with New Yorkers. That's what made it so funny.
Kev.
Yeah.
How much of it is the fact that you're just, like, watching at home and not in a theater?
It's not that at all, and I'll tell you why. Like, I feel like – so one thing that I'll tell you that's really interesting is, and I don't necessarily think this applies to all comedies, because there are phenomenal PG-13 comedies that exist. The Nutty Professor is one of the funniest movies of all time, and that's PG-13. But the first Coming to America was rated R, and that set a certain standard of what the environment would be. One of the funniest scenes in the first Coming to America is when Akeem goes outside on the balcony of the apartment in New York, and he's, like, yelling to New York, and someone just says, you know, the F word to him, F you or whatever. And it's a really, really funny moment. And, like, those moments aren't in this one because it's PG-13. And I'm not saying it can't be funny PG-13, but in this case, they sanitized it a little bit. And I think Craig Brewer, who directed this movie, has done some great movies. I love Hustle and Flow. I thought Dolomite was brilliant. Dolomite was incredibly funny. If you haven't seen Dolomite, that's on Netflix. It's an R-rated film with Eddie Murphy. But, you know, what's interesting about this Coming to America sequel, which is really kind of interesting to me, is what works in this movie is the drama. It's the comedy that doesn't work. So if you're looking for Coming to America-style laughs that you had the first time you watched it, everything just kind of felt sanitized in the sense that it just didn't hit as good as the first one did.
Was it just because it was a rehash? Like, do you see sexual chocolate again? Is it like a callback to all the old scenes? I mean, obviously the barbershop scene's in there. Is it just too much of a rehash?
That's really what it is. It's basically a nostalgia movie. And at the end of the day, like, Wesley Snipes is really funny in it. I mean, like, look, at the end of the day, I mean, don't get me wrong, Eddie Murphy is still great in the movie. Like, he's a great actor. And so is Arsenio Hall. James Earl Jones is great in it. There's some great cameos. It's not, like, the worst movie ever made, because the production value is absolutely insane. Like, they did a really good job shooting it and filming it, and the drama works, and there's a funny concept there. But at the end of the day, I didn't laugh. And that's really what the problem with this film is like, it's just not funny. And I think, you know, it actually pains me to say that, because I'm telling you right now, the first Coming to America, you pop that on Amazon and watch it, you will be laughing the entire time because it is hilarious. But the beauty of Coming to America is the mixture of drama. You actually care for Akeem's storyline in the first one. You want him to be with the woman he loves, and that whole concept of him not telling her that he's an actual prince, that he's rich. And I just love that whole bit. This time around, that whole New York section is just gone. And I think Leslie Jones is fine in the film, and Tracy Morgan is fine in the film. But it truly, honestly, it pains me to say, it was just disappointing. And I think for people who are sitting home right now that are really looking forward to this movie, just try and lower your expectations. You've waited 33 years for this film, and I think at the end of the day, it's just fine. Like, and I hate saying that. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. People out there might love the film more than I did, but just to give perspective, I gave the first one a 5, and I gave this one a 2.5.
But I don't think you're alone. Look, I see a tweet here from Natitude. Watched it. It's a big pile of steaming kangaroo dung. I mean, you're not the only one. A lot of people are tweeting us that it sucked.
How was Eddie though? Like, did he give you like that Saturday Night Live performance where he like half-assed it?
It's not that. It's like for example, it just feels like it's restricted. It feels like it's not the movie. I feel like if they made this sequel 2 or 3 years after the first one came out, I feel like it would have been better. And I understand why they didn't, because you know it's a comedy classic. Making a sequel to one of the greatest comedies of all time is really almost an impossible task. And I think at the end of the day, it's hard not to compare the films. If you're looking at Coming to America, the sequel, as its own film, it's just not funny. But if you love the first Coming to America movie, you might be like, oh, this is a fun nostalgia trip. I kind of like revisiting these characters again. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to understand, like, when Eddie and Arsenio were doing those barbershop scenes, those scenes are fantastic. And those are the scenes that, the only really scenes, in my opinion, that really truly works from a comedic level. But there's not enough of them because we're barely in New York in the movie. It's pretty much all in Zamunda. And so, you know, what's funny about the original is that the whole New York aspect. So to me, it just didn't work. And I feel awful having to say that, but it just didn't work for me. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. I think that people should just lower their expectations.
Or just skip it. Just skip it.
Yeah. Don't waste your time. Don't waste the 2 hours.
Why am I going to watch a 2.5?
I just made that our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. After Kevin gives it a 2.5, will you see it? I think maybe I'll fire up the original. I was planning on watching 2, but why waste my time? Why don't I just go back to the classic? And by the way, Jason's never seen it.
I never saw the end of the original.
You know, one thing I will say, to give Eddie Murphy credit, you know, going back to the original film, those barbershop scenes, the way they film that stuff, this is pretty cool. I know we have to go out in a minute, so I'll just keep this quick. So basically what Eddie Murphy has to do, and I'll use the Nutty Professor table scene, for example. I told you guys last week, like, he's playing all those characters at the table in Nutty Professor except for the young boy. And so if you watch the barbershop scene closely, I mean, think about, like, Eddie Murphy's in 6 hours of makeup for each of those characters. He does one at a time. He has an earpiece in that's listening to the dialogue from the previous performance he already did. And then they have to edit it all together. So technically speaking, those barbershop scenes are masterpieces. Like, they are incredible. So at the end of the day, like, those scenes, I mean, there's nobody out there who's not going to want to watch this movie just to see how it is. I get it. It's almost critic proof. But I just feel like people going into it, if you're expecting the first one, it's not the first one, not even close in the comedy department, unfortunately.
Tagger.
I think I'm pulling you, Jason. I think I'm out.
Hey, though, I appreciate the honest review, because I was guessing that you were going to give it a 3.5 or 4 no matter what, because you interviewed Arsenio and you interviewed Eddie Murphy. Good interview, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, that was really cool. I got to interview Eddie Murphy in Arsenio Hall for 8 minutes. If you want to see it, it's on my Instagram, Kevin McCarthy TV. I think for people who aren't fans of Coming to America, there's some cool stuff in that interview. They talk a lot about the barbershop scene, Eddie Murphy's daughters in the new one, and also Eddie talks a lot about why the Oscars don't take comedy seriously. And I think it's it has a lot of information in there just about, in general, about actors and comedy rather than just the Coming to America sequel. So if you're interested in check it out.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Richie. Kevin. I just can't imagine an Eddie Murphy movie not having one laugh. Yeah. It's just shocking to me.
But he's just not as funny as he was 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, is he just too rich, too effective?
But it also just might be, you've seen the sexual chocolate scene before. You've seen all these scenes before, and he's just redoing them.
It's true.
Damn, man.
I mean, are comedians or actors who were really funny 30 years ago just as funny now?
I think some were.
Is Seinfeld just as funny as he was, you know, in the early 90s? I don't know.
When you see him.
Sinbad. Sinbad's definitely as funny.
Sinbad's the whole time.
Sinbad. You always come back to Sinbad. You always have him.
All right, coming up next.
He's just trying to stay healthy.
The Washington football team has a dominant defensive line, but will they become too expensive to keep together? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Put up that Junkies poll of the day brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Will you still watch Coming to America despite the fact that Kevin said he didn't even laugh once and gave it a 2.5? Jason, you're very influenced by Kevin McCarthy. Now, it turns out you didn't even see Coming to America.
I know, so he's not going to watch it. If he hasn't seen the original, why would he waste time with just something that's half as good as the OG?
I know I'm out.
Now I'm worried about it.
I'm out. Although the great thing is it, you don't have to pay, right? Or how do you watch it?
Amazon Prime.
So if you already have Amazon Prime, it's free.
Yeah, it's free. Doesn't cost you a dime.
So the great part about that is you can just watch it, and then if you don't like it 5 minutes in, you change channel.
Yeah, it's split right down the middle, 50-50 right now, so that's interesting. Ooh. So I mentioned the Washington football team. There's an article by Sam Fortier in the Washington Post about the dilemma they're going to face. And the defensive line was the strength of this team last year. Of course, Chase Young and Montez Sweat on the outside, they're not up for a while. Montez Sweat's deal's up in 2023. Chase Young would be 2024. But they have to plan all of these things out. Defensive tackle Jonathan Allen, he's entering the final year of his contract. Washington also has until the May 3rd deadline to pick up Daron Payne's fifth-year option, which is a projected $8.49 million.
Which they will. It's a lock they'll pick that up.
They will. But what he points out is it's going to be harder and harder to keep all of these guys together. And do you want to pay all of these guys what they're worth? Because then you can't pay others.
Well, you know, every team deals with it. You got to pick and choose where you want to spend your cash. It tells me Jonathan Allen might have a big year if it's a contract year.
Well, he had a big year this past year, too. I mean, he played really well in 2020.
I agree.
But it's a good problem to have, because if you can't wind up re-signing all these guys, you designate which ones aren't in your future plans, and you try to trade them. You turn them into trade chips, into bargaining to help improve your team otherwise. So I see it as a positive no matter what. They just have to make the right choice as to who do you keep, who are you going to try to deal off if that's the way it's going to go, or you let them walk for like a compensatory pick. You just have to make the right call as to who's staying here in D.C. and who's going
to
walk.
It is a good dilemma to have. And, Jason, you can speak to this because you're a 49ers fan, but 48 points out that the 49ers had to deal with this last year. So they had Bosa, who was fantastic, and then they had to make a decision between Armstead and Buckner.
Right, and they traded. They ended up trading Buckner
to the Colts.
To the Colts, yeah. So,
and what was the haul for that?
First round pick.
They got first round pick.
See, I mean, if the guy's good enough and he flashes in your system and he's valuable to other teams, that's exactly what you want.
But this is what they did. See, and this is probably what Washington will do. You kind of, as a backup plan, maybe they in the second round or third round they draft a defensive tackle, right? Because San Francisco drafted Kinlaw, Javon Kinlaw, out of South Carolina.
Yep.
And it ended up having a really good year. So that's what you do. I mean,
I don't know that they need to draft, though, because Washington has
Settle and Ioannidis.
Okay.
Like,
well,
that's the thing. Like, ideally, you know, in the dream scenario, you're able to somehow get Deshaun Watson out of Houston and get him here to Washington, mm-hmm. I would move one of those guys, ideally.
Well,
I'm
maybe
sure Houston
they do,
obviously
maybe
would want
don't.
Chase Young. Or,
I mean, they're going to have their list of their top, 100 players in the draft. If one of those guys slips to them in the second or third round that they really like at that position, they may snag him. I mean, I don't think you can have too many of those athletic DTs. So, mm-hmm. But that's what every team deals with. I mean, that's part of the business.
In a perfect
and
world,
you, and you
I
have
like
injuries. I mean, look at San Francisco. They lost Dee Ford and Bosa and Solomon Thomas for the year. All three legit defensive players on that line. And, luckily they had some guys that they drafted to back up those guys. But it happens. You got to have backup plans.
In a perfect world, I'd like to re-sign him. But I think JP's right. I think you – I don't know. And I don't even know which one I would keep, Payne or Allen, because – at times, each one has jumped out at me. But there have been also times where I felt like those guys have underperformed, too. So I certainly wouldn't break the bank for them.
Because teams have been able to run on them at times.
Yeah,
I know at the end, the statistics this year looked pretty good, but there were times where teams could run on them and move the ball on them, and you thought that Allen and Payne would do more. I don't know. I feel like Payne actually shows up more when I watch the game.
I think Payne has more upside than Allen. I mean, I know Allen had a really good year. He's coming off a good year in 2020, and he's looking to, get paid in that $15 to $17 million a year range on his new deal whenever that comes down the pike. But I might be burning up the phones to see who's interested in Jonathan Allen if Payne is the guy I want to give the money to next. You just don't let him walk. You want to see if you can flip him for, some sort of asset before he walks. And I'm sure they're having those discussions every day.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, you call us on AAA Always On Call Listener Lines. What would you do with the dilemma of the Washington football team's defensive line? As we're talking about dangling players potentially in a trade, Drab, the stories yesterday were that the Seahawks are entertaining calls about Russell Wilson.
Well, it was a little bit of conflicting reports, right? Yeah. There was at least some report early that maybe they were calling, and then it was clarified, no. If you call, they will answer the phone. So, I don't know.
I think they got to answer those calls. If your QB's going out there saying that he's unhappy and they're putting out a list of teams you might be interested in, well, you got to know what he's worth.
If Drabby, if I offered you three first round picks and Teron Payne,
no,
I wouldn't
from Washington?
Do that. I don't know. But you're close.
Well, Teron, who's your quarterback though?
You got to have another quarterback.
Yeah, well,
you
that's what I'm saying. 19's too low. That's why it doesn't really entice me.
What if Trey Lance is there at 19 and we offered on draft day?
It sounds like Trey Lance is going early because people love his athleticism.
You can't guarantee Lance is going to be there at 19.
I know, but I'm saying if on draft day there's a quarterback there at 19, Washington makes the call and says, hey, Seattle, are you interested in this guy
who's
a quarterback?
That in 2 seconds.
We'll give you this first rounder, we'll give you two more first rounders, and we'll give you pick the lineman.
Except, doesn't Russell have trade?
He has
no trades.
Yeah, he has a no trade clause. Yeah. And Russell doesn't want to come here.
He's not going to come here.
They've named 100 teams.
Who does want to come here?
Washington won one of them.
That's the question. Who does? It's a very small
list.
I've
always thought historically it's a great place. The nation's capital, great city, heritage franchise. We've got three silly trophies.
Yeah, before Dan Snyder bought the team.
A lot of nostalgia.
Great heritage franchise.
Everybody gets the tour.
By the way, we should mention coming up
for 20 years, been in the toilet.
Show
coming
them
up
the trophies.
At 820, we have some big news about the investigation into Dan Snyder.
Man,
so you don't want to miss that. That's coming
some.
Up in about an hour.
Yeah. Could be a big story. Real
anyway,
big story.
I think that they probably, you want to be ahead of these things. I guess you can wait until Allen's a free agent, but maybe you want to be ahead of it and move one of those guys now. I wouldn't move the edge rushers. I'd move one of the interior guys.
Oh, yeah, you don't get rid of your premier edge rushers. You're not moving Sweat or obviously Chase Young. I mean, those guys – are going to get
paid. For a quarterback, I would move them for a quarterback.
Okay,
quarterback.
Okay, if you trade them for Deshaun or Russell Wilson, yes.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
I think he's staying, yeah.
Otherwise, no. And actually, I don't think I'd move any of these guys unless it got me like somebody that puts me over the top. I wouldn't get rid of them just because of cap room. I'd figure out a way to finagle the cap, do some fake extensions or whatever they do to just doctor the numbers. That's what I would do. before I'd be in a hurry to unload them, you know, unless it got me a quarterback or somebody that's really going to make a difference. Maybe a stud linebacker.
I think they're going to make a move because some of these teams are going to be forced to get rid of – we've already seen it – forced to get rid of some of their really high-priced, big-name players. I think they're going to go after a linebacker in free agency or maybe a guy who gets cut. You know what I mean? Maybe there's a big name who gets cut. I think they're definitely
going to address
that.
Well, if there's going to be a massacre the way they say, like it's going to be just a slaughter – yeah. Of big name guys, overpaid, who've accomplished a lot, but you know they just make too much money. They're going to have some opportunities.
But you know, in the Washington Post article, they point out now it's a couple years away, but they're projecting if these guys continue to play like they have early in their careers, that both Chase Young and Montez Sweat could be $20 million a year players. Right. And in the article, 48 points out that. You look at some of the teams that spent a lot of money cap-wise on the defensive line, and they're roughly between $48 and $54 million overall. The Rams, who have Aaron Donald, the Packers, even the Steelers. Well, if you spend $40 million on two guys, Sweat and Young, you can't pay those guys in the middle they're worth.
You better hope that salary cap's going up to like $230 million.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If that's the case.
Yeah, but I just don't worry about that right now. I'm not worried about it. I'm trying to squeeze out what I can.
Year by year.
Year by year. I'm just trying to squeeze out what I can.
You let the Mayhews of the world worry about that.
I mean, I'm not worried about what I'm paying Chase in his next contract in his second year. That's just insanity. And we're starting.
Yeah, but the front office guys have to plan that out. They've
got to plan it out because they have to look down the road. If you give too much to Allen and then you give too much to
Payne. So then you cut him. Then you cut Allen or somebody if you have to in a couple of years.
Yeah, but then you don't get anything in return. That's why I'm saying maybe you be proactive and you find a trade partner.
You know what?
Now.
You don't want to turn into the Houston Texans.
Right.
And just get rid of J.J. Watt and get nothing in return.
Yeah, I want to make my run.
If he's going to be part of the strength of the team this year, I'm not looking to trade him this
exactly.
year.
Exactly. This is their – allegedly, Valdez has them as Super Bowl contenders 2 days ago. This is their run. This
what?
Is their
– they don't even have a quarterback yet.
Cakes, you're in here.
I said if they got a quarterback, I said they're a legit Super Bowl contender.
Right. I don't think they are, but it was funny that Valdez was arguing that 2 days ago. So I don't want to take away one of the key pieces of that unit prematurely.
Right. Your runway's now.
This is the time. Yeah. This is the time. Next 2-3 years.
But what if you can pull off a 49ers-like deal where the 49ers dealt one of their stud defensive linemen, got a first-round pick, and then you flip that first-round pick. Now you got an extra first-round pick, EB, for the quarterback that you want.
All right. I mean, sure.
I think the first step is winning. Then once you figure out winning, then you can kind of figure out how to play chess with your players and their futures and what you can get for them and compensatory picks.
Yeah, but when you mention chess, if you're a good chess player, you're not just going one move at a time. You're thinking several moves.
I know.
Ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, let's when you want to try and win first, and then you'll figure out the personnel after that.
You want to manage your assets as best you can, right? And so, and sort of what Cakes is saying, if you see down the road that you're going to have to move one of these guys, you want to try to get some capital back for them in advance. But still, I want all these guys healthy and you give them one more run right now. I will worry about that later. I want this. I don't want to take away from our strength just yet. I think it's too soon. And I think we could win. Crumble the defense, I don't need to hurry up and do it.
Yeah, but you might not want Jonathan Allen to get to free agency.
If they say God forbid unless, he did,
unless a team is going to give you a first round pick, like you mentioned with San Francisco, Buckner traded to the Colts for a first round pick. All right, and then San Francisco used that first round pick to take another player, maybe a better player, at that position. That's different. But it kind of depends on what teams are willing to offer you, too.
They showed you their depth last year, having losing Ioannidis and still being pretty strong defensively. Now, I do think that they were a little overrated. Their numbers are sort of higher than I felt like their impact was at times. But, you know, they got to the playoffs. They only won 7 games, but they got to the playoffs without Ioannidis. And he's, arguably, at times, their best D lineman.
Oh, yeah.
So, Certainly
he gets
interior.
After the quarterback, too, from the interior.
Yeah, yeah. So,
look, ideally you'd love to keep them all. It's just, as 48 points out in the Washington Post, it's just going to be really hard.
It might be. But I think at the end of the day, if they had, for whatever reason, if they got capital back or they didn't, if they lost Allen or Payne, I don't think it would be the end of the world. Now,
right, because they're picking guys like Tim Settle. He's, you know, in limited time, he's played very well.
Right. So now, if they lose Ioannidis again or they lose a Settle and you have to, you know, move on from Payne or Allen, now you could be thin and you could be in trouble. But it's kind of, they kind of have, you know, a wealth there. So I don't think you have to panic.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. The off season sometimes is just as entertaining as in season.
So many
things to address.
Yes, we've got the Junkies Weekend Parlay coming up. You don't want to miss that. Coming up next, but I need to fill you in on PenFed. Whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more. All at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. Receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we got Fridays with Feinstein. After that, we will reveal what we know about the upcoming report into Daniel Snyder and the Washington football team. Of course, they hired Wilkinson.
Yeah.
And she's been doing this independent investigation for months, and reportedly Roger Goodell is going to make a decision here in the coming weeks once he gets the report officially and goes through it. Who knows?
Presumably. Goodell drags his feet.
Right.
Remember, Wilkinson was originally hired by Washington, by Snyder, to do that own internal investigation. And then Snyder and Goodell agreed, let's just let Wilkinson handle the overall investigation by the NFL. So that's
right.
When she
and
started.
Goodell would oversee it instead of Dan because it's completely ridiculous.
Right. Correct.
For Dan to oversee an investigation into him.
So Wilkinson started the investigation, I think, in July, and she just came out with her findings. So we'll talk about that.
All right. So we'll get into that at 8:20. But this is quickly becoming one of our favorite segments. Even though we haven't hit the parlay yet, it's always good to have a sweat. All six of us involved in the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Who wants to lead off this week?
Well, I can lead off, but I need some guidance here from the group because this is a group. This is a group thing.
Again,
this is a group decision.
Again, we're going to base this all off the FanDuel numbers.
We're all in this together. Yes. So
we're all in this together. So everybody, we're all rowing the boat the same way. We're all PJ Fleck here. Okay.
All right.
So I can either grab the low hanging fruit, but it's not going to be a bet that pays very well, or I can go a little riskier. With a plus bet, with plus 185 payoff. So what do you guys, are you guys more for the layup, which is almost a sure thing?
I think
or something
you go
a little riskier, but it's going to pay better.
The producers behind the glass are going to disagree. I think you go with the layup because we're trying to win.
Okay.
But it's up to you.
Behind the glass?
Go with your gut, Case.
Yeah. You know,
yeah, but my gut's always wrong.
Cakes,
gut is horrific.
Fade
your gut.
Hey, go with your gut. Then do the opposite.
Yeah, fade your gut.
All right.
Yeah, fade the gut.
All right.
Drab's been trying to do that.
Well, then he's
going to
go with the plus.
I'm going to fade my gut because my gut tells me to take the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
So this guy is making his debut on the Junkies Weekend Parlay. Soccer Cakes is making a pick because the NBA is off the next few nights. I didn't see anything I liked in the NHL. So we're going across the pond, and we are not going to take Man City to beat Manchester United because that's minus 195. Okay, you're not getting any payout on that.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm going to dance with Leicester City, who's plus 185 to beat Brighton. And we're going to get paid. Even though Leicester City's struggling with some injuries, they should be better than Brighton.
What if it's a tie? What happens?
Well, you don't win.
I believe you're boned. This is a win, EB.
You lose, yeah.
Money line.
We lose if this is a tie.
Take Leicester City, money line, plus 185. To beat Brighton. That is
Leicester
the first
City,
pick.
Is Leicester City the home team?
I don't even know.
Yes, I think so.
I think they are, but I don't even know.
Anything about these teams?
Because it comes up.
Nothing.
It comes
I
up.
It comes but I up. Have well-placed sources who are guiding me
biggest
in this
tingle?
Direction.
Is this the biggest tingle play you've ever played?
It's up there. It's certainly up there. So Soccer Cakes is telling you. Leicester City, plus 185, to beat Brighton on the money line. That is my pick.
Based on no knowledge, based on no real stats, based on nothing.
Here's what I know about this matchup.
Did someone give you this?
I'm leaning on the expertise of others. This is what I know.
Who? Did Adam give you this?
I can't tell you my sources.
All right. Are you fading the other person? Or are you? Don't fade the other person.
I'm fading myself. I told you. My lean is Man City to beat Manchester United.
Well, what was your person's lean that you're getting the info from?
This person likes both. He likes both.
All right, hold on a second.
Hold on.
How do you
Drabby,
like both?
No,
there's no more. There's no more decision. I'm taking
it. Hey, you can't.
It's in.
Yeah,
Leicester City plus 185.
Doesn't
beat Brighton
matter. It doesn't matter if you like it or don't.
The pick
don't.
Is in. The pick Play is the out. Music, Valdez.
Right. I just want to know
much.
Though.
We grilled Valdez last week. It turns out he hit.
All right, but hold on. I'm not gonna. It might hit, but if he's fading himself, I'm all in. If he's fading the tip, I'm not as all in.
I'm not
That's
fading
I'm
the
saying.
Tip. I'm fading my gut because my gut is to take the easy, the easy pick.
Right.
So I'm dabbling with something a little riskier that should still hit and pay off. And pay off nicer.
All right, you know what? All Since you're going risky, I'm going to switch to my risky play.
Nice.
Jason, can you check?
Right, people to bet
can
your
you
chance.
Let's go! Let's go!
Can you check?
Thank you, Cakes.
The FanDuel UFC odds on the Adesanya fight.
Ooh, Adesanya geez. Blahovic.
Yes.
It's a big one.
For those that don't know, Israel Adesanya is arguably the best in the game. But he's going up in weight. And he's facing this Polish fighter.
Join the club. going up in weight.
He's right. facing this Polish fighter who's coming off several really incredible performances. In fact, in three out of his last four fights, he's won performance of the night in UFC. He's knocking guys out. He's the bigger guy. I think it's a long shot.
What's the guy's name?
Jan Blachowicz.
I'm going to go with Blachowicz over Adesanya.
Our parlay Blachowicz is.
All right. He's plus 188.
All right. Do you like that payout?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about the UFC.
Can you hit it?
He's got to win.
I don't care what y'all's payouts are. Just hit the bet.
All right. Well, look, he beat Dominic Reyes, knocked him out last time. Reyes almost beat John Jones. Some people thought Reyes beat John Jones. That was an impressive win. Before that, performance tonight, knocked out Corey Anderson. He's on a roll. Adesanya is going to be a tall task, arguably the best in the game, but he's a smaller guy here. So let's go with the Polish power.
Okay. You're in. All right, two are in. Mr. Bickle.
All right. I didn't really like much of it, but this one kind of jumped out at me. I'm going to bet on the NBA All-Star game. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not betting Team LeBron or Team Durant.
Right.
I'm taking the over in this thing.
308.
I think 308. I see 308 point. I think that is too low. Now, last year it would have been an under, right? Mm-hmm. But nobody plays defense in these things. In 2018, it would have been an under. In 2017, it was 192, 182, over. Mm-hmm. In 2016, 196. Think about that. 196, 173, huge over. 2015, 163, 158, huge over. 2014, 163, 155. The defense is as bad as it's ever been. The guys are shooting better than they ever have. They don't want to get corona and be rubbing all over each other. So I'm taking the over in the All-Star game, over 308.5.
All right, you're in.
Eric,
I feel pretty good about that one.
Did you forget they changed the format last year, and that's why scoring was down?
No, he does not.
I don't even have.
Yikes.
Well, the one I have is from 2018. I don't have a score from 2019, to be honest. Yeah, I don't even know what that score was.
So this bet is doomed.
They changed the format where, remind me of what they do something weird in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like the first team to score 24 points or something.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know what they're doing this year. I think it's the same thing.
So what happens, though? It's the first team to score 24, then what?
It's like the cumulative score of the first three quarters, and then you add 24 points to that or something.
Let's be
real.
You
can't, hold on. So you can't have a big fourth quarter is what you're saying?
You can't have. There's a certain amount of points in the fourth quarter.
They're limiting it. Because as soon as you get to 24, the game's over.
Yeah.
I might have to reevaluate that. Well, because, I mean, that takes away. I mean, I'm counting on a lot of points every quarter.
You'll get it.
Hold on.
Think you're going to get it anyway.
No,
that's
if we make
it to Sunday.
That's a legitimate point.
I just bet on Blachowicz. Whatever you
Blagojevich.
All right, the team with 100 points. All right, so the team with 100 points would need to score 24 points in the fourth quarter before the team with 95 points scores 29 and vice versa.
Weird. I don't even understand it.
With no minimum or maximum time on the clock.
It's the Jason Elam ending, whatever they call it. It's from the basketball tournament. They stole the way they finished the game, so the game doesn't end on a time. It ends on a bucket.
So that's so confusing. I don't understand it. I'm
it's
not
like
that
playing
right.
a pickup game.
I feel like Paul George's head last night right now.
Yeah. So hold on.
Very dizzy.
So then if I made a bad bet, I'm out.
Didn't they pick the 24 because that was Kobe's?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're doing that again this year.
I don't know. I didn't look into it.
You need to do the research.
You're the one that researched.
All I looked at was the total and said that number's way too low. And I saw that it
EB, stick with your gut. Stick with your gut. Don't let these guys talk you off. They changed the rules
and capped it at 24 points to the fourth.
All right, we still have three more picks to get
All right, I'm going
to
look up. I'm going to see what the rules are.
What do you guys like?
All right, I'm going to go first. I'm distraught that Cakes has a guy who's giving him picks because he took my match. I had the Leicester City match. I did not. I had a draw. But Cakes doesn't know what he's doing, and he's getting tips from outsiders. I don't like that at all. This is a pick-your-own segment, Cakes.
Yeah.
So
you don't lean on other people's expertise to make picks?
Are you kidding?
You don't go to BetQL.com?
Not for this segment, I don't.
Are you just all about your leans?
Oh, yeah. I do my own research. A tingle. Anyways, there's nothing else to pick, so I think LeBron was a poo-poo captain. His team sucks. Durant's team is plus 3.5, so I'll take Durant's team.
I like it. Valdez?
Hold on. By the way, Bick, they are doing the same scoring for 2021. I just looked it up.
Right. That is a huge wrinkle.
All right. Since
So you're taking Team Durant plus 3.5.
Yeah.
All right. Since I'm the only one who can pick a winner in the parlay, since I hit a 7-1 dog yesterday, we have a budget for production.
Yesterday.
Last weekend.
Or last week. Last week, whatever.
Driver! Start your
a lot of production for his pick.
Is that where the Pennzoil 400 is?
Meanwhile, he's 1-1. Where's my production?
Winners. I'm on a roll.
All right, we're going out to Vegas for the Pennzoil 400. By the way, you're doing a lot of smack talking, JP, for someone that is who hasn't won 6 units for the squad like I have.
I'm 1-1.
All right, so Pennzoil 400. Yep. We're picking Kyle Busch to finish top 3.
All right, hold on.
Top 3. What does that pay?
All right, that should be 4-1. All right, he's coming off a 10th place finish last week at Homestead. He's won this race in 2009, and in his last 8 starts in Vegas, he's finished top 7 or better.
He won it 12 years ago.
All right,
he's got a great track
Kyle
history.
Busch? You're taking Kyle Busch?
Correct.
Plus 400.
Correct. The top 3.
All right. Bischbucks, close it out.
All right,
units speak for themselves, JP.
I don't love the card. There's some college hoops games that I was looking at that start early today, but they're not on the card for some reason. So I'm going to go back to the NHL. I'm going to pick the Caps and Bruins game tonight. All right. I just think, like we were talking about, I don't know, maybe with A-May, it's tough to beat a really good team back-to-back. And I'm going to go against the Caps, Cakes.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take the Bruins tonight.
Okay.
They're minus 142. It was a hard-fought game, 2-1 game, obviously, a couple days ago. I just think the Bruins bounce back at home and beat the Caps tonight and snap the 4-game win streak. So I'm going to place that bet right now, minus 142 on the Bruins. All right,
you put that all together. That's the Junkies weekend parlay.
I'm not done on mine. I want to go.
Oh, you changed yours?
I'm not done. I might change it.
Well, I gotta give
it.
The payout.
Gotta put it in.
We gotta go to break.
We wasted all this time.
It's on hold. Then it's on hold.
All right, so I'm not placing it.
Don't place it yet.
All right, we'll do it later.
8:20. Do it later. Don't place it yet.
All right, coming up next, we got Fridays with Feinstein on the Fan. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.